The Constitutional Court also dismissed a request by the Bali bombers to be beheaded instead of shot, which their lawyers argue is a more humane method of execution. The three bombers, Amrozi Nurhashim, Ali Gufran, and Imam Samudra, have been sentenced to death for the 2002 Bali bombings that claimed the lives of 202 people, many of them foreign tourists. Presiding Judge Muhammad Mahfoud says the pain generated by a firing squad is a natural part of the execution process and not torture, is claimed by the bombers' lawyers.
Mengadili, menyatakan permohonan pemohon baik mengenai pengujian formal.
He says there is no justification for the request and that
seluruhnya.
The court has rejected it. The three bombers, who are part of the regional terrorist group Jamaah Islamiyah, have exhausted all appeals and are expected to be executed soon. In an unusual announcement, the Attorney General said he will give more details about the timing of the executions this Friday. Indonesia carries out executions by firing squad, usually late at night and without giving prior notice to the public. A lawyer for the bombers, Wirawan Adnan, says he will respect the court's decision.
We have to respect the decisions. This is because this is a highly respectful court, and we have to respect the decisions. We do have our disappointment, but that being said, we still respect the Constitution. And again, this is our battle for the Constitution, not necessary for the interest of Amrozi, it's for the interest of Constitution.
The three Bali bombers vow their followers will avenge their execution. But most terrorist experts agree Jamaah Islamiyah is no longer capable of launching major terrorist attacks. Also on Tuesday, police raided a house in Jakarta, seizing weapons and bomb-making materials from the site, but did not give further details. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.